So, Richard, how much of a massive win was that then for you in this afternoon?
It's a big win. We had to win today. We had to. I said to the lads after the game Saturday, we had to win today. It just keeps everything going for another week. I think if we hadn't have won today, looking at the at Forest Green winning, it probably could have been a little bit too much for us to do. But we go on now. We're still in the hunt for another week. And after Saturday's result, as frustrating as it was, still don't think we deserve to lose the game. But after Saturday's result, we had to win today. And it's not a nice place to come, you know, to have another game 48 hours after you've got beat and it's at Welling away. It's not one you choose. Surface isn't great. Hostile crowd. Everything you actually don't want when your back's to the wall. But again, lads showed loads of character.
And you went in at half-time at 1-1, but how pleased were you with the second half performance as well?
I was quite pleased with the first half. The only thing first half, again, we just tend to fall in the trap what they did, they just keep lumping the ball. And we should have gone in 1-0, let's be honest. I've probably seen today the worst offside decision never given today. You've seen it. I'm sure you've reported on it. But, you know, it's not given, so we have to carry on. But first half, for the last 10, 15 minutes of the first half, we were quite decent, passing the ball about. Just thought we sulked a little bit when they equalised, because the lads felt aggrieved by it. They felt aggrieved by, because from that offside decision, it's come a corner, we still scored from the corner. We've actually conceded a goal through no fault of our own, really. Should have been a free kick, you know. It should have been offside decision. We're now attacking the opponent's goal. And all of a sudden, we're defending a corner. As far as I'm concerned, the last 15 minutes of the first half, once the lads decided to stop sulking, we actually finished the stronger. Midson's had a chance that on another day he'd have might have stuck it away. But second half, we totally controlled the game.
But looking at the whole picture, four games to go, what would you have said to somebody if somebody had said to you now, you know, you're right on the brink of the playoffs?
Look, it's what I expected at the start of the season. I've said that all along. You know, we speak after every game. We speak every Thursday. I either speak to Jenna or yourself. Or it's what I expect. But I expect that because I demand that of myself and I demand that of the team. I shouldn't say team, probably squad. You know, but that's what I demand. But, you know, the fans of Eastleigh must be wondering what's going on. Like you say, four games to go and we're still in the hunt. It's absolutely, I think it's great, you know. Listen, at the start of the season, we all dreamed and we all thought what could be, but we just need to make sure we're still there with three games to go. There's a few twists and turns left yet. There always will be, you know. But it's a good time to be an Eastleigh fan. It really, really is a good time, and you have to look today. You don't come to Welling having played 41 games, having to win the game, 48 hours after a defeat. You don't come a place like this without the players showing character and your supporters having a lot of belief in you.